When she arrived without her trinkets and without her talents, she would be directed to the back, where she'd have a chance to hunt her food and sleep. She could never catch a crow, so she'd sleep hungry, as before. No mention to why she didn't have her talents, nor did she complain. "This is better than telling them what is happening," she whispered to herself. Intrigued? Excited? Want more? Then tune in to They Walk to the Moon, Part 1, on the Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul podcast. Good evening, creative people. I am your host, Kamani, and we are excited to introduce Talora from They Walk to the Moon series. So get your favorite drink, a comfy blanket, and let's enjoy the show. Let's dig in to They Walk to the Moon, Part 1. She looked at her mother's eyes and knew she was only temporary. She knew she had to seek her source. She knew she would find the source on the fifth sun. When the night took her to dreamland, she saw the leaders of the fifth sun with open arms. They taught her. They showed her love and showed her her purpose. But it soon came to an end. The rising light drove her back to her despair. They all had a task to complete to ensure their ration of food, no matter how old or how young. She packed her satchel with trinkets to sell at the stall. On her stool were cleaning supplies, trinkets, and a note. "Bring 12 talents back in exchange for a bowl." She stuffed the note in her pocket like before. It had been days since she ate her bowl. When she arrived without her trinkets and without her talents, she would be directed to the back where she'd have a chance to hunt her food and sleep. She could never catch a crow, so she'd sleep hungry, like before. No mention as to why she didn't have her talents, nor did she complain. "This was better than telling them what is happening," she whispered to herself. She stepped out onto the tracks. Always watching to step over and not through, she ducked as the crows passed near her bag. She counted her steps like she'd done before, never to miss her turn. She had just learned to count the railways. Barely taller than the average 10-year-old, she knew her time alone was scarce. Soon she'll be cornered by the daughters of the shadows. She tucked her satchel under her scrubs. "You're never late, scum. What you bring today?" They laughed as they cornered her. She found herself curled into a ball on the ground, hoping to just get it over with. She was more tired than usual and wanted to rest. The larger of the daughters pulled out her knife and began to carve her initials on the dirt. "What do you think we should do today? She's not even fighting. This is boring." The eldest took her knife and played near Talorm's hair. "Maybe we can take her hair first. Our keepers would pay fair for it. She's a marksman's daughter." The eldest pulled her head back. Talorm didn't want to look into her eyes. She knew she'd see death and despair filled with greed. "Open your eyes, trash. Read me. Your life will be gone soon. See it." She slashed Talorm under her left eye, but Talorm kept her eyes tightly shut. She felt the blood flow from the slash, but didn't dare touch it. But what she heard next caused her to open her eyes. She saw her older brother grab both sisters and slam them against the Elser tree. She saw the younger sisters run off together, leaving the eldest to deal with the marksman. "So this is why she never eats?" He threw a larger rock at their feet.
He began to set the rock on fire when he heard our father call. "They are not worth it. Let them go. Get out of here," he yelled at them. Both shadows ran away whimpering. "Talarum, this is your fault. Instead of laying there, you should have fought. Those are my trinkets I gave you to sell. I cannot have a weak marksman amongst me. Go home and prepare to stay in the back. You will not come in until you've worked off your debt." "Eldest, take her to the tracks and let her walk back. Then come back to me. We will have to prepare for this. Get up, Talarum." He grabbed her arm and pushed her near her brother. Talarum and her brother walked in silence. "He means well, Talarum, but he has to show marksman strength." She looked to the ground. She knew he was telling the truth, but hated that she was born to the marksman clan. When they got to the tracks, he grabbed Talarum's face and looked in her eyes. He wanted to protect her, but saw her fate clearly. He knew she would be leaving soon. "Now, get my rations at my sleeping station. Grab my knife and supplies, and keep my pendant near your heart, and always reach in if you are in trouble. I will feel your call and find you." He put his pendant in her hand, looked toward the fifth son, and walked toward their father. The rain felt cool on her skin as she packed her satchel for the last time. She grabbed her brother's knife, feeling the etching, the last of the marksmen. She put it in her side pocket along with his supplies. She grabbed her blanket and his rations and hurried to the back. She sat on her sleeping spot where she'd slept many nights while taking a miniature picture of the fifth son. 5 stars and 4 moons away, going Neve. She raises her hand in the direction of Neve, showing the tattoo map she made the night before. "Last time to dream of its beauty," she whispered as she laid on her spot. She covered herself with leaves to protect her from the rain and fell asleep. The woman with gold bees directed Talarum to the station. "From here, you will find your purpose. Next train is to Sopel. Get off near the stall. My elder will wait for you there." Talarum smiled at the woman and stepped onto the train. The brown crow flew over her head just before the light broke. Without opening her eyes, Talarum grabbed her satchel, counted the stars, and was gone. And there you have it. That was part one of They Walk to the Moon, a short story series by the Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul Podcast. And hello, I'm Kamani. I'm your host. And I want to say thank you for tuning in. We have a beautiful short story series, a sci-fi series coming up for you. So I want you to be on the lookout. And if you're a gamer, you love those video games, guess what? We have a surprise for you. I want you to go ahead and go to our bio. If you are on Instagram, go to Adult Bedtime Story. Click our bio. It's going to take you to a link tree. There is where you will see They Walk to the Moon, the game. I know you didn't hear me, Wyatt. You didn't hear me. If you are a gamer and you love sci-fi, I want you to go to IG, go to Instagram, find Adult Bedtime Stories. And when you see us, Adult Creative Soul, on there, I want you to go ahead and go to our link tree, which is within our bio. I want you to click on They Walk to the Moon, the game. All right, more things coming down the pipeline, but I want you to definitely be on the lookout. If you're on IG, I want you to go ahead and follow us. We have many stories on there. We also have our past short stories from the beginning of the year. The Dreamers. We have 4 episodes. Definitely check that out if you haven't had the opportunity. And again, I really appreciate you tuning in. And I am your host, Kamani. Now, if you have any questions or if you have comments, definitely leave us comments, questions, anything that you have. We love your comments. And you can send them to adultcreativesoul@gmail.com. Again, that's adultcreativesoul@gmail.com. All right. So I do appreciate you tuning in. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Or if it's morning where you are, have a wonderful morning. And get ready for the rest of They Walk to the Moon series. Your imagination depends on it. Until next time.